The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I've been reading a book called Is That a Fish in Your Ear? It's about translation. Its author is David Bellos, a translator of literature and a professor of translation, who starts out by saying that nobody can really say what translation is, because as soon as you do, you start having trouble saying what translation isn't. For example, if you and I are friends, and we're on some committee together, and we're supposed to go to a meeting tonight, except that you call me because your career imploded this afternoon, and you tell me all about it, and you're a wreck, and you go home, and I go to the meeting and tell the other members of the committee, she's not feeling well. Is that translation? Suppose you email me a document you've written and ask me to fix up the spelling and grammar. When I make changes and send it back to you, is that translation? What if you asked me to fix it up so that it sounded better? Would that be translation? Or is that revision? Or is revision simply a translation that improves upon the original? Perhaps it would be more precise and reasonable to say that translation isn't translation unless two languages are involved, but then you have to be clear about what a language is. Take, for instance, A Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking. That's a book in which a renowned theoretical physicist describes how he understands the origin, fate, and laws of the universe. The language of Hawking's book is stripped of the equations and terminology he would ordinarily use to communicate about those same ideas with his colleagues. Is that a work in translation? And poetry. You'd expect the translating of poetry to merit special consideration on account of what poetry is. When the translator has finished translating a poem, the translator has written a poem. Would that mean then that translator of poetry is simply a convoluted way to say poet? If you and I gazed upon the same scene and recorded it, you with paint, me with words, would the painting and the writing be translations of each other, of an original? What gets lost in translation? Who loses it? Where does it go? And how do you know when to worry about that? When is a translation of a translation of a translation of a translation not a translation anymore? Who translates problems and ideas into machine language? Things like models of climate change and the activity of money. How many languages do machines speak? What did you say translation is? Translators are the original double agents. When you're in a situation where only the translator speaks a language you understand, should you trust the translator? How much? Historically, in literature, and in modern sociology, mistrust of translators is the norm. The most notable exception? Americans of the U.S. of A., the group most likely to trust that the translating is being done right. There are a whole lot of things about translating that are hard for monolingual people to understand. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.